Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 24th, 2025 edition. Little bit of reprieve on the temperature today. Only going to be in the 70s instead of 90s. Thank you, God. Man, we got hit with summer, especially on Saturday. Oh, baby, it was hot. So we're going to be talking to Ian Murphy in the next half hour about it, about the event, the golf outing, the party. We'll get his perspective on everything. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, politics, Michigan, different things that are happening. Story that caught my eye. President Donald Trump's decision to bomb Iran's nuclear capabilities over the weekend was met with loyal support from Republicans and agitation from Democrats, who felt the decision should have been run through Congress first. Well, first of all, they're totally wrong. You don't run a secret military operation through Congress. Well, sadly, the predictable loss of true independent thought among America's political leaders seems par for the course in today's highly partisan environment, especially according to four political pundits that MERS News Service spoke with yesterday. They give further analysis of the polarization of the situation in yesterday's report. Our field of political pundits were also asked if Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist missed an opportunity when he opted out of the ability to call a special election in the 35th State Senate District, a seat that's been left without a called election for nearly a half a year while the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, was out of the country. She was on an economic tour with Quentin Messer Jr., president of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Also, question was asked, with the Republican field for governor getting a little bigger last week and the fact that it could get even bigger in the coming months before the GOP's leadership conference on Mackinac Island in September, does the expanded field only help the presumed frontrunner, John James? The frontrunner, John James. Kind of interesting. In addition, speaking of Republicans, what do the pundits think of the reemergence of rock and roller Ted Nugent, who is scheduled to testify on hunting issues at a House subcommittee this week? At what point did Nugent go from an oddball outsider to the face of mainstream Republican Party politics in Michigan? And to what extent is he? Well, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting because as the Democrats are complaining about Donald Trump's bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities, they're forgetting one thing. Bill Clinton Barack Hussein Obama, and Joe Biden all did similar bombings when they were president. Never, not one time did they ever get authorization from Congress to do it. Kind of interesting. Well, Stephanie Van Covering of Reach Strategies said, politics defines everything about the decision to bomb Iran to the point that it doesn't seem to matter who is on the other side. All the hot takes are happening along party line. Even though there's video of Hillary Clinton saying she'd bomb Iran if she was president, and Barack Hussein Obama bombed Libya without first seeking congressional approval. The GOP would be doing the same if it was Kamala Harris who had taken the action instead. Quite honestly, any international armed conflict in which the U.S. should choose to engage is likely to create such traumatic reverberations at home that I'm not sure the Cold Civil War, in which most Americans are involved, wouldn't get a lot warmer and fast. We are so simply divided that we'd like to set off a few sparks here at home. There's just no way we could stage a concerted war effort here any longer, no matter who's in charge and who's on the other side. Mario Maros Sr. of Mario Maro Associates said politics is more partisan than ever. While most Americans do not want a war, politicians as well as everyday Americans are publicly lining up along party lines as far as Trump's decision to bomb Iran. President Trump would not have been able to move forward with this decision if the Dems were in control. Maro said, the GOP will not challenge the president because of his grip on the party. In short, they're scared of what might happen to them. I'll give you a perfect example. The very much strong-leaning libertarian U.S. Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky has been very vocal that what Donald Trump did violated the Constitution. Well, first of all, in my opinion, he's totally wrong. Second, he said that Donald Trump should have come to Congress, ran the plan by them, gotten their congressional approval before executing the military plan. Ironically, the Republican-elected libertarian Thomas Massie of Kentucky agrees in his parroting AOC and Bernie Sanders in the Senate. They're all saying basically the exact same thing. There's even others besides AOC, Bernie Sanders, Thomas Massie, this crazy loon Crockett from Texas. Well, Donald Trump put out a post on Truth Social yesterday about the Republican Thomas Massie. He says flat out, a good patriot from Kentucky must primary challenge Massie next year. All the people in Congress are up for re-election. Trump's saying, you need a primary challenger. You need to go. We'll see what happens there. Another perspective, Michael Stroud of Innovative Public Affairs said the Iran bombings are a great study in how the political spectrum is a circle and not a straight line. to a situation where the farthest on the right and the left end up meeting at their ideological consistency of non-engagement in the Middle East. Those in the middle, such as U.S. Senator Alison Slotkin and even former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers, believe in American strength through force. Of course, there are also those Democrats who feel anything President Trump does is abhorrent, and those on the right who would follow him into a jail cell. Finally, a new member of these pundits, I've never heard of this guy before, Adolph Mongo, a Detroit political consultant, said there's no question this is the case, but it's far from the first time. Yeah, it's all political. If Donald Trump was against the war, his people would be against the war. Former President Barack Hussein Obama bombed people. Former President Bill Clinton bombed people. And everybody who opposed those actions were from the Republican Party. That's always been the case. When Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, it too was political. The United States' response in bombing Tokyo as a result of Pearl Harbor's bombing, that was political. This has been going on since the beginning of time. You know what? I'd agree with Mongo. This has been going on forever. The party against the president is always going to go and call him out whenever he makes these type of military strikes. Kind of interesting, though, Thomas Massie may have just bought himself a primary challenger. And if Donald Trump and big money get behind his opponent, Thomas Massie days as a U.S. congressman may be over. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to continue on with these pundit questions. We'll get through what we can. Then we have Ian Murphy on in the next half hour. And then what I don't get done here right now will continue at 10:35. Former House Speaker Tom Leonard got into the Republican gubernatorial race last week with potentially Tudor Dixon, Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, and possibly others getting in as well. Do more candidates hurt or help John James' chances of winning the nomination? Well, from a pure data standpoint, more candidates help James, but only if those candidates are splitting similar votes within the universe of Michigan voters. For example, what we saw back when multiple career politicians and a tough business nerd did back in 2010. This according to Michael Stroud. The real question of splitting support is going to be seen among the big money donors. There's only so much money to go around. So if the self-funders have an advantage in that respect, as the Detroit and West Michigan business communities will be divided among the candidates already in the race, that could change the ability of candidates to get those donors' dollars and to be competitive. John James may have a great fundraising prowess, but also he has the largest organization to feed. This race could look more like the 2016 GOP presidential primary. Big names, big organizations, and the winner could be a message that cuts through all the noise. Of course, the great unknown is what President Trump will do in the primary. Mongo said that since all the aforementioned political types all feed from the same trough, having several candidates helps the Macomb County member of Congress. James has the best name ID of all the candidates mentioned, particularly in Southeast Michigan. Since he ran competitively for the U.S. Senate in both 2018 and 2020. Those are statewide races, and he has statewide name recognition. It is to be expected that all the candidates will also follow Donald Trump's playbook. So none of the other non-John James candidates will stand out, giving James even better odds. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and analyze what this consultant Mongo just said. Following Donald Trump's playbook. Well, I don't believe John James is going to be endorsed by Donald Trump. Why? Because President Trump does not want John James to run for governor. President Donald Trump wants John James to stay in the U.S. Congress. U.S. Congress, his current seat. Why? Because it is a very competitive seat. James is the incumbent congressman. He's got the most money and could easily win re-election to help the Republicans keep that Republican majority in Congress, the United States House of Representatives. By not running for re-election, that becomes an open seat. Folks, that seat could flip from Republican to Democrat. And John James would be the one to blame for it. Personally, I know he wants to come home and be with his family. I know he wants to go and watch his boys play sports. I know he would love to be the governor of the state of Michigan. But guess what? He's a young man. He is a young man. He has plenty enough time to run for governor later. I agree with President Trump. John James should drop out from running for governor and run for re-election in the Congress. And in doing so, protect the seat and bide his time. He probably won't do it. He wants to be back in the state with his family. He wants to go and see his boys play sports. They're only young one time in his life. Being a strong family man, he wants to be there with them. So we'll leave it at that. We're going to pick this up probably at 10:35. We're going to pick it up right there at the bottom of the next half hour. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig.